Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Psochim, Daf Tzadi Beis. We're beginning at the very bottom of Tzadi Aleph Omud Beis with the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom. And the Mishnah tells us, Onein, a person who is in Aninus. Aninus is the state, we spoke about this a little bit in yesterday's share, the state a person finds himself in Nebuch if he's lost one of the seven relatives, the Zayin Krovim, that you're obligated to sit Shiva for. So until they're buried, you're in a state of Aninus. Now there's a machlokes as to whether that din is Daraisa only for the day until the person is buried, or it even extends into the night in a situation where the person was buried during that day. So we're working in our Gemara here that it doesn't extend into the night, and therefore Aninus Daraisa is only during the daytime. So, Onein, a person who's in Aninus, all he has to do, the burial is going to take place, he'll be no longer in Aninus, so he's Tovel. After the burial, he goes and is Tovel himself, va'ochel es pischo lo'erev, and he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach that was shechted on his behalf that night. However, that's only a unique din by the Korban Pesach, as we'll see, because the Korban Pesach, if you don't bring it, you're chayiv kareis. So the rabbi said, in this situation, our din derabbanan, that you can't eat kachim at night, on the night of Aninus, which is derabbanan, according to this shita, so we're not going to have that apply when it's dealing with the Korban Pesach. Avalobe kachim, but regular kachim, where there is a mitzvah to eat regular kachim, but if you don't, there's not an issur of kareis, the rabbi said, our din derabbanan, of Aninus Laila being a din derabbanan that you shouldn't eat kachim is still going to take effect in that situation. We're not going to relax it for eating regular kachim, but we will relax it for eating the Korban Pesach. Mishnah continues, Hashomeya Almei. So if a person hears about the loss, the death, Nebuch, of one of the Zayin Krovim, and we're dealing here with that it's more than 30 days. This is called a Shmua Rechoka. A Shmua Rechoka means that there is no regular Avelus, you just have a moment of Avelus. So in this situation, you're able to go and eat the Korban Pesach that night. You had Nebuch, the Shmua Rechoka, you heard on your Dala during the daytime. So at that moment, you're not Roy to have a Korban Pesach, but that night, when you'll be out of the Shmur Rechoka Dinim, so you'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Likewise, we turn to Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, from Malakit Lo Atzamos, if somebody took the bones of his mother or father, Rashi says, Ovavimo, and it really applies to all the Zayin Krovim. Rashi just brings down the Gemara in Moed Katan, where it talks about that a person who's moving the Kever, they were in a temporary place they were buried, and now he's moving them to their family plot. So he's malakate the atzamos, he's gathering in the atzamos of his parents. So in this situation also, after he does this, tovel, he just goes to the mikvah, and that night, v'ochel b'kachim, he's allowed to go and eat kachim. Gemara will ask the obvious question, if he touched the bones, then he's tamei tumas meis. So we'll talk in the Gemara that he didn't actually touch the bones. So in these situations of the onein, or the person who heard the shmua rechoka, or the person who's malakit atzomos, in all of these situations, they can be tovel and eat that night. For the onein, it's only the korban pesach, not other kachim, but for the Shomei Alameis, the Shmur Rechoka, or the Malakit, they can even eat regular kachin. Likewise, Gershin is Gayer B'Erev Pesach. If a person converts on Erev Pesach, Yudalit is the day that he actually finishes the conversion. So now, he's right to eat the Korban Pesach. He had Milah, he's a Yid, he can eat the Korban Pesach. What's the din? Beishame Omrim Tovel V'Ochel Es Pischo L'Erev. Yeah, he goes to the mikvah after the Geirus, after the Bris Milah, he goes to the mikvah, and now he gives a regular Yit, and he can go eat the Korban Pesach that was shechted on his behalf on Yudalit. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel Omrim HaPoresh Min HaArla KePoresh Min HaKeber. If a person had a Bris Milah, he was Nizgayer. So in this situation, for a rabbinical restriction that we'll explain in the Gemara, it's as if he was actually Poresh from real Tumas Meis. And therefore, in this situation, we make him wait 7 days, and only thereafterwards would he be allowed to eat kachim. And the Gemara will explain why Beis Hillel is Machmer in this situation, when technically the dinah should be like Beis Shammai. He went to the mikvah, now he's perfectly kosher, atar, yid, and should be able to eat the Korban Pesach. So Gemara starts off and says, Mai Taima, how come the Mishnah allows the Onein to only eat the Korban Pesach that night, but doesn't allow the Onein to eat other kachim? So Gemara says, because this is based upon the din, our Tana of our Mishnah's holding Kosovar Aninus de Laila is only a din de Rabbanon, it's not a din de Raisa. There is an opinion that says that Laila is also a din deraisa. Our Tana of our Mishnah doesn't hold like that. So the only Aninus deraisa is during the daytime. Therefore, technically at night, he's no longer an onein, and a non-onein, whose tar, is allowed to go and eat korbanos. But here, the din de rabbanon kicks in and prevents you from eating korbanos. But gabi the korban pesach lo emidu divrayim b'makom tares. Gabi kachim hemidu divrayim b'makom aseh. So, as I explained, here's where the Gemara tells us that in regards to if a person would not eat the Korban Pesach, he's chayiv kares. That's a very, very severe and serious transgression. And therefore, while we could say that the rabbis instituted that you can't, and shevi al taseh, the rabbi said, no, we're not going to institute our din derabbanan about this aninos derabbanan at night. We're not going to institute it when it's going to prevent the person from eating the Korban Pesach and theoretically put them at risk for kares. As opposed to regular kachim, where it is a mitzvah, it's an aseh to go and eat korbanos. A person brings a shlomim, he has an aseh to go and eat his korban shlomim. Nevertheless, in this situation, the rabbi said, no, since there's no penalty if you don't, you're just not doing the mitzvah aseh. So our mitzvah of aninus laila is going to trump and is going to prevent you from doing the mitzvah of eating the carbon. That's fine. Since there's no downside, you're just not doing something, but because we're telling you not to do it, it's okay. Supposed to, even though they're telling you not to eat the carbon Pesach theoretically, but now there's a downside of a chi of kari, so therefore the rabbi said, in that situation, we're not instituting on din derabbanan. Then in the Mishnah, we said, if a person knew the shmur rechoka, or if he was malaki datsamos, also he just has to be tovel, and then can eat kachim that night. Here, it's not only carbon Pesach, he can eat any type of kachim. So Gemara asked the obvious question, which I alluded to in the Mishnah, Malaki Datsamos, Haboy Hazor Shlish Yushvi. If he's actually collecting the bones himself, that means he touched the bones, he moved the bones, he was mild over the bones, and therefore he should be Chayav to be Tomei for 7 days, and should require the Hazor of the Mechatas, of the Paraduma waters, on the third and seventh day. And then on the seventh day he goes to the Mikveh after that and becomes Tar. So what's the Havamina to say that he was Malaki at the Atsamos on Yudalid, that he could eat the Korban Pesach that night? So Gemara says, obviously, you have to change it around. Ema shaliktu lo atzamos. Other people actually did the actual touching of the bones and collecting of the bones. He just arranged it. He paid for it. But he didn't actually touch the bones. So therefore, even though this day is for him a day of avelus, the day that you collect the bones of the parents and move them to another cemetery is a day of avelus for him, and therefore he technically wouldn't be allowed to eat the Korban Pesach during the day of Yudalit, but at night of Yudalit, it no longer applies, and he could eat any korbanos. Then we brought down the Mishnah. It says, Gerishin is Gaiv Chule. We said that there's a machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai as to what is the status of a Gerishin is Gaiv. He is a full Geirus. He went to the mikveh after the Milah, and now he's a full-fledged Yid. So Beis Shammai says, Gesundheit, Shech, the Korban Pesach on his behalf on Yudalit, even though he's not yet a full-fledged Yid at that point, and he'll be able to eat it that night. Whereas Beis Hillel says, HaParish Min Arla, KeParish Min HaKever. No, there's a 7-day additional waiting period that is if he had touched a Tumas Mace. So Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba Bar Bar Chana says the name of Yochanan, that this machlokes between the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is only in regards to an Arel Nochri. Machlokes be Arel Nochri. It's only in regard to this guy who converted, who was an Arel. Only in this case, they have the machlokes between the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The Beis Hillel saw our Gzeir Hashem Yitmo Lashon Haba. Beis Hillel is concerned. Next year, the same thing is going to happen. He's going to get Tomei from Tumas Meis, real Tumas Meis next year. The Yomar, and he's going to say incorrectly, Ishtakad, last year, Milo Tavalti, I just went to the mikvah, V'yochalti, and was able to do the Korban Pesach. So to Achshav, now, this year, Nami Etbo, all I have to do is go be Tovel, and then I can eat the Korban Pesach, V'yochal. Now, he's not going to realize that last year, V'lo Yodah, the Ishtakad, last year, Nahri Haba. So he went to a funeral on Yodalit in the morning last year, he was a guy, and a guy is not Metame, Tumas Meis, and therefore, V'lo Makabal Tuma. And he's not going to realize that last year was different. As a guy, he wasn't Makabal Tumas Meis. This year, as a Yid, he is Makabal Tumas Meis. So he's going to think, last year, I went to a funeral in Yudalit in the morning, and yet I could just go to the mikvah and eat the Korban Pesach. So to this year, even though I went to a funeral, and I never touched the Meis, I was Matami Tumas Meis, so nevertheless, all I have to do is go to the mikvah and I eat Korban Pesach that night. So he's going to make this terrible mistake. So therefore, Beis Hillel says, we have to put in a gzeira, we have to put in a takana, that he should have to wait 7 days last year when he converted, even though technically it wasn't necessary, because we're concerned that this year he'll make the mistake. He's not going to realize Achshav Yisrael. Now he's a Yid, a Makabal Tuma, as opposed to last year he was a guy and wasn't Makabal Tuma. So that's the Gzeira that Beis Hillel institutes the 7-day period. Beis Shammai is not concerned about this. Beis Shammai, lo sabre, lo gazrin. Beis Shammai says, we don't make such a Gzeira. But there is no machlokes being Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, if it's Avoy Oro Yisrael, if a Yid, for whatever the reason, couldn't get a bris milah. Let's say there was a concern about bleeding, and now they gave him clotting factors and everything, and now he could get a bris milah, and he has his bris milah on Yudalit. Just like the guy had a bris milah on Yudalit, so I might have thought that there should be the same machlokes between Misham and Bais Hillel. Just like by a guy we're concerned, so too by a yid we should be concerned. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. In this situation, Abba Ol Yisrael, Dir Yakol, even Bais Hillel says, all he has to do is be Tovel. After the bris milah, you have to be tovel. But ocheles pischol erev, and he's allowed to eat the korban pesach that night. We don't make such a gzeira. V'lo gazrinon. We don't have any concern over here. Or yisrael mishum or nachri. We don't concern ourselves and say, well, if people see that an Oral Yisrael is allowed to go and just be Tovel and eat that night because he wasn't Matami Tumas Meis, he just had an Arla, which is removed now, and therefore he goes to the Mikvah and can eat Kodshim, can eat the Korban Pesach, nobody's going to say, oh, therefore an Oral Nachri has the same din. They're going to realize there's a difference between an Oral Yisrael and an Oral Nachri, and Beis Hillel didn't think it was necessary, therefore, to make a Gzeira on an Oral Yisrael. On the Oral Nachri, because of the concern that last year he went to a funeral on Yudal in the morning, and all he had to do was go to the mikvah and be tovel. There we do have to be concerned. It'll make the mistake and say, this year, if I go to the funeral on Yudal in the morning, all I have to do is go to the mikvah and can eat the Korban Pesach at night. So therefore, there, the rabbis, Beis Hillel, felt it was necessary to make such a gzeira. Rashi points out that there could have been a concern even for another type of tumah, for ziva tumah, which he wouldn't have had as a guy, but he could have as a yid. And therefore, one might think that he should have to go on the eighth day. There should be 8 days. So Rashi explains that that far we weren't going to be gozer. That's an unusual situation. Rashi explains further that in that situation, he'd never be able to go and eat because we couldn't bring a carbon last year. He'd have to bring a carbon. If we're worried about this year, he may have to wait 8 days, sometimes because he has to bring as a mechusar kuparim, korbanos. So then he never did that last year. So in that situation, if he were to make this gzeira, he would never be able to eat from the carbon pesach. So therefore, no such gzeira was ever made. In any event, if you didn't get that little aside, that's okay. It's in the end of the Rashi, Machlok is Baral Nochri. But now let's go weiter. We have a Braisa that supports what we just said, that the Machlok between Beis Hillel and Mishamai is only on an Oral Nochri, and it's not on an Oral Yisrael. Tanina Miyochi, Braisa says exactly this. I'm Rishim and Lozer. That's the Girsa that we have. On the side, it says that the Girsa should be Rabbi Lozer or Tzadok, whoever it was that said this, Lo Nechelku Beishamai Beis Hillel Alor Yisrael. They never had any Machlokis when it's talking about a Yid who, for whatever reason, wasn't circumcised and now has his Bris Mila on Yudalit. Shetovel, all he has to do is, after the bris milah, go be tovel, but ochel is pischol erev, and then he's allowed to eat the korban pesach that very night. They only had the machlokis on echlechu al oro nochri. As we said, the machlokis is only on a ger, a goy who is miskayer, and becomes a yid. Tovel v'ochel is pischol erev, according to Beishamai, Beishamai omrim, tovel v'ochel is pischol erev, and Beisil omrim, haporish min orla, kiporish min akever. So that is the 7-day restriction or gzeira that Beisil instituted that Beishamai did not feel was necessary. Amar Rava, Rava now tells us that this din that we had is part of a bigger din, and that there are three things for which the rabbis said we're going to remove our rabbinical restriction, and there are three other things where they said we're not going to remove our rabbinical restriction. At the end of the shir, at the end of this parak, when we get to the Amud Beis, Rabbeinu Hananel will explain why in three cases they did and three cases they didn't. In any event, this is what Rava tells us. Amar Rava, in the case of the Aro, which we just had, in the case of Hazor, which is sprinkling of the Mechatas, the waters of the Paraduma, on a person who's Tomei Meis on the 3rd and 7th day. So he said, if this comes out on Shabbos, we also don't do this. So Orel and Hazor, V'Izamel, and likewise, if you have a need to do a bris milah, and you need to bring the knife, but you'd have to carry it in places where not only is it not an Issa Deraisa, but even in the Din D'Rabbanan, so the rabbis, Hamidu Divrei B'Mokum Koreis, even though this would result in an Isser of Kares, in each of these three cases, we'll see in the Gemara, it leads to a person not being able to eat the Korban Pesach, which is an Isser of Kares. Nevertheless, Hamidu, Divrei, and Bemalkum Kares. The rabbis still insisted that their rabbinical decree should take effect, even though it's going to put the person in the matzav, a situation where he'd be chayav Kares. But no, since the rabbi said that you shouldn't do this, so therefore a person won't get Kares. But even though it would have been Kares if he'd done it on purpose, the rabbi still instituted Hamidu, Divrei, and Bemalkum Kares. As opposed to these three dinim, in regards to an onein, which we already had as well, a din of metzora and beis apras, which we'll explain as we go through them in the Gemara, there the rabbis said, no, we're going to remove our rabbinical restriction because it's a setting of kares and allow the person to go do these things, even though midi rabbanan they shouldn't do it, but we're going to remove our rabbinical restriction and let them do it. For the case of the onein, the metzora, and the beis apras, lo hamidu divrei b'makom kares. Now we'll see what these six things are. The three that the rabbis kept their din d'rabbanan, and the three that the rabbis did not keep their din d'rabbanan. So Arel, the case of the Arel, so that we already explained, Hod the Amoran. According to Beis Hillel, the rabbi said, no, even though it's only midirabbanan, this gezeira, because of last year to this year. You're going to think last year you went to the funeral on the 14th, and all you did was go to the mikveh, and you could eat on the night of the 15th, the Korban Pesach. So next year, you're going to do the same thing. So therefore, the rabbis instituted their gezeira, and therefore, we see here that despite it being kares, the rabbis instituted their gezeira. Next one is the case of Hazor. What is the case of Hazor? Because we learned this previously. We had this in a Mishnah on Daf Samach Hei. Hazor Shvus, that the sprinkling of the Paraduma waters, the rabbi says you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. That's an Isser Durabonon, a Shvus. And the rabbi said, we don't let you do this on Shabbos. So now, if the seventh day of doing the sprinkling was be Yudalid Nisan, so therefore the person could become no longer Tomei Meis. So all he has to do is have the sprinkling done on day 7, which is Shabbos, Erev Pesach Chol Yosef Shabbos, like this year, and he has the sprinkling done on Shabbos, then he goes to the mikveh on Shabbos, then he would be able to eat the Korban Pesach on Shabbos night, on Saturday night. Yet, we don't allow you to do this. Oh, here's another example where we kept the rabbinical prohibition of not doing the Azor, the Shvus, of not doing the Azor on Shabbos, even though it's going to cause the person now to not bring the Korban Pesach, which would normally be a Chiyuv of Kares. Again, the rabbi said, don't do it, so therefore the guy won't get Kares, but the rabbis kept their prohibition even in the setting of Kares. What's the case of the Izamel, the third case? Izamel, the Tanya, that we learned in a famous Mishnah, in the Gemara in Shabbos. And this is in a number of places. And this is the famous sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. The Rebbe Eliezer holds that Machshirei Mila are Docha Shabbos. But the Chachamim who argue with Rebbe Eliezer de Mila, they hold that it's not. So therefore, this Izemel is supposed to be in the house of the Bris Mila that's going to be done on Shabbos. But it's not there. So you don't have an Izemel. So the rabbi said, don't do the Bris Mila, even though we could bring it there in a way that would not be over in Issa Deraisa, it would only be over in Issa Derabanan. Nevertheless, the rabbi said, "Kishem she'em mevin also derech rishus harabim." Just like we don't let you do an issa deraisa, you're not allowed to do an issa deraisa to go and carry it. Kach ein mevin also derech gagos, derech hatzeros, or v'derech karpifos. Karpifos is the plural for karpaf. A karpaf is a enclosed area that wasn't made l'shem dira. So there's certain dinim that apply to it. If it's not mukaf l'shem dira, so then you're not allowed to carry with this midirabon. It's an enclosed area. Midirais you're allowed to, just like the chatzeros are enclosed areas, and so too the gagos. They're enclosed areas, the rooftops. So the courtyards, the rooftops, and these karpafs are all enclosed areas, so you'd be allowed to carry it within them on a deraisa level, but the rabbi said, don't carry them on a derabanan level. So now you got to bring this izemel for the person to do the bris mila. Now, the iser over here is not on the baby who's going to be chayiv kares, because babies aren't chayiv kares. So here we're talking about that the father, it's on your dalit, then this bris mila is supposed to take, and now the father's going to have an orel son. If the father has an orel son, he's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. He's not allowed to have a Korban Pesach. So therefore, that's the Issur of Koris over here, Rashi explains, because there is no Issur of Koris yet on this child. Only if the child becomes bar mitzvah without a bris mila, so then there's a chiyuv of Koris on him until he gets his bris mila. But here we're talking about the father having a son that doesn't have a bris mila, and therefore the father can't eat the Korban Pesach right now, this year. That's the chiyuv of Koris we're talking about. And even though this is a chiyuv of Koris, and they could solve this by bringing the izemel, the bris mila knife, to the house via a Issa Durabanan only, not an Issa Duraisa. Nevertheless, the rabbis Hamidu, they kept their Din Durabanan, Hamidu Divrei, and Bamakum Kores. And therefore, these are the three examples, the case of Orel, Hazor, and Izemo, that the rabbi said we're keeping on Din Durabanan, even though it's going to cause, theoretically, a Chiyuv of Kores. What are the three cases where the rabbi said, no, we're not going to be Hamid, we're going to remove our din derabanan lo hamidu divrayim b'makom kares? So that we said was three things: onain, mitzora, and besapras. So onain hodamarit. That's what we had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that the rabbis hold that the aninus laila, which is only a din derabanan, is going to be pushed aside for the Korban Pesach, because even though they kept it for kachim, because there was no iser of kares, but here there was an iser of kares. So in this situation, the rabbis pushed aside the din derabanan aninus laila, which is a din derabanan, and said no, go and eat the Korban Pesach. So that's the first one. The second one is Mitzorah, the din of Mitzorah. Now what's that? Mahi. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Mitzorah shechol shmini shelo b'erev Pesach. The Mitzorah has his eighth day, which he would bring his korbanos. He's a mechusar kippurim. It's not allowed to eat kachim. And the eighth day is Yudalit, erev Pesach. So now he would go and bring his korbanos. But he now sees Veroh carry bo bayom. Now, a mitzorah is not allowed to go into the Ezras Kahuna. He's not allowed to go into the Azara. He's only allowed to go right up to the Shaar Niknor and put his right thumb, his right big toe, and his right ear inside to have the appropriate placing on the blood and the oil of his Korbanos Metzorah. So in this situation, the Metzorah can go into the Ezras Noshim area, which is the Machna Leviya, and just going right up to the entranceway to the Azara and put in those parts of his body that he's allowed to put in, because the Torah says you're allowed to, and he's okay. But now, he never had a keri discharge. Now, a keri discharge, a seminal discharge, is going to prohibit midirabanan for a person to go into the Machna Leviya. And therefore, if he's unable to go into the Machna Leviya, he won't be able to go and go right up through Shaar Niknor and put his right big toe, his right thumb, and his right tnuch ozen, his right ear, inside to have the applications put on them. So because of this issur derabbanan, that a baal keri is not allowed to go inside to the Machna Leviya, to the Ezras Noshim, right up to the Azara, we would say he can't go. But since it's Erev Pesach, and if he doesn't go, he's not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach that night, so therefore, we allow him Tovel V'Ochel. We allow him to go through the entire process of Tzaraas, go to the Mikveh afterwards, be Tovel and be Ochel. So he's Tovel from his Keri, he's a Mechusa Kippurim, he's Tovel from that as well, and he can eat the Korban Pesach that night. So we see that the rabbis were not mamed their din derabbanan of not going in as a Baal Keri into the area of the Ezras Noshim in order to allow the person to go there and fulfill eating the Korban Pesach that night. And this is based upon Amru Chachamim. The Chachamim explained, even though Midrabanan, the Tvul Yom is not allowed to go inside over there, that's a simple way to understand this. We allow this Tvul Yom to go inside in order for him to be able to do the Tahara process, the final completion of his being Mechusik Purim, from his being a Metzorah, from having Tzaraas. So, Mutav Yovo Asei Sheyesh Bo Kares, V'yidcha Asei She'ein Bo Kares. So, in this situation, the positive commandment over here to bring the Korban Pesach, which has a Chiyuv of Kares attached to it, if you don't do it, is going to be done, and instead, V'yidcha the Asei She'ein Bo Kares. It's going to push aside the Asei, which right now, this opinion here says that this is actually an Issur D'oraisa for the Tvul Yom, who's a Tvul Yom from Zov, not to go inside over there. We'll see in a moment the other opinion says it's Dindra Rabbanan. So according to this opinion, since this is a Issur D'oraisa to be Tahar, and that it's not a Los Asei, it's an Asei, don't go in there. But it's not an Asei if you're transgressing that Yechayiv Karisvah, like the Korban Pesach, which is an Asei, which if you transgress it, Yechayiv Karisvah. So therefore, the Gemara says, and that's why you're allowed to go and have the Tvul Yom go inside, even if you say that it's an Issur D'oraisa for him to go inside over there, because that Issur D'oraisa, if he transgresses, is not an Issur D'oraisa of Chiyuv Kares, whereas not bringing the Korban Pesach is a transgression of an Issur D'oraisa, of an Asei D'oraisa. That's the explanation number one. But then, as I pointed out before, the Amar of Yochanan, he says, no, he says it's not even an Issur D'oraisa. The whole thing only here is an Issur D'rabbanan for the Tvul Yom of Keri not to go inside to this Machna Leviya. As this is based upon a pasuk, Shinemar, it says in the pasuk in Divrei Yomim, it says, Vayamod Yehoshaphat Bekal Yehudav Yushalayim, Beveis Hashem, Levnei Hechotzer, Hachadosha. Yehoshaphat stood over there, he was gathering Klai Yisrael to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says that they stood there in the Chotzer Hachadosha. Now, why is it called the Chotzer Hachadosha? My Chotzer Hachadosha. What do you mean new? It was the same courtyard, the same Azara. So the Gemara says, Shechidshu Bodovar, they made a Chiddush in learning over there. And they said as follows, V'amru, Tvul Yom lo yikonez b'machna leviya. They instituted this din derabbanan that a Tvul Yom, who had a carry discharge, and he went to be Tvul Yom, so min hadin d'oraisa, according to this, he'd be allowed to go into the machna leviya, but they created this new Chotzer Hachadosha, this new Chiddush din, that midrabbanan, he can't go in there. So this, according to Rav Yochanan, is the rabbis pushed aside their din derabbanan in order that a Isser of Kares should not take effect. So this is the second of the three dinim, where the rabbis were not mamid their din, where the rabbis lo emidu divrayim b'makum Kares. And the third and final one, that is Beis HaPras. Now what is the Beis HaPras? For those that are doing the Mishnah Yomis, this is in the 18th perek of Ahalos, which we're doing right now, and it's the second, third, and fourth Mishnah, which discusses the three different types of Beis HaPras. And here we're talking about a Beis HaPras, which had a grave in this field that got plowed over. So little pieces of the Nebuch, this person, are plowed over into this large area that's the area that was plowed, and therefore there's a potential tum of etzem kisaora in this field. And therefore, anybody who is wanting to be tahar is not allowed to go into this field. So, in this Beis HaPras, we learned in the Mishnah in Olos the following. Bishovin, Beis Shammai, uBeis Hillel, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that in the following scenario, we turn to the Yomid Beis, Shebotkin Liose Pesach. If a person who has to go through this field, and if he doesn't go through this field, he's not going to be able to bring his Korban Pesach. So, in this situation, you're allowed to go through this field via doing Bedika. We'll see in a moment what this Bedika means. So a person who's going for his Korban Pesach is allowed to take advantage of this Kula, which the rabbis normally didn't institute. This din of Beis HaPras is that it's Tomei Midrabanan. We don't definitely have Tum over here. The rabbi said, we'll treat this Beis HaPras as if it's Tomei. So this is a din Derabanan. And the rabbis pushed it aside and allowed you to do this Bedika process to remove any concern for the Tum of Derabanan. And therefore, that's what it means. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say, Shebotkin lo se Pesach, the Ein Botkin liochle Truma. But they wouldn't allow this to be done if you're dealing over here with a person that just wants to eat Truma. Truma is not time dependent, so eat the Truma some other time. Don't eat the Truma now by going through this path over here and potentially coming Tame and taking advantage of this Kula, Shebotkin lo se Pesach. So here you clearly see that the Beis HaPras, which is a Din D'Rabbanan, so the rabbis pushed aside their Din D'Rabbanan over here and allowed you to be Bodek, even though they didn't allow you to be Bodek for Ochle Truma. So here's the third and final example of Lo Emidu Es Divrehem Be'Issur Kares. Now, what exactly is this Bedika process that you do? So we have two opinions. My Bodkin, Rashi says, we're not going to the word Lo Se Pesach. How do you do this Bedika? So we have two opinions. Amar Yehuda Mishmuel. Yehuda Mishmuel says, Minafeach Beis HaPras Volech. You take some sort of a bellows, you take some sort of a fan, or you just blow the ground in front of you, and if there would be any piece of size of Etzem Kisori, it would be blown out of the way. And therefore, you can walk through doing this Minafeach Beis HaPras step. And then you can go through it, Volech, because you clear yourself a path. That's opinion number one. Opinion number two, Rav Yehuda Bar Abayi said, Mishmei the Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav Yehuda, he said as follows, Omar, Beis HaPras, Shinidash Tor. If a lot of people had walked in it over here, Beregel, Rashi says, then it's Tor. Why should Drisas Haraglayim have Erosan? Because if there had been a little piece of bone the size of the Etzem Kisora, so then it would have been trampled on by all the people walking there. It would have been Nidash Beregel, and therefore you could go through there because Mestama, there was no actual Etzem Kisora still present over there. So this rabbinical prohibition was put aside for Osei Pesach. Now, we'll just conclude this beautiful perek with the words of the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel is starting from about 10, 15 lines or so from the end of the Rabbeinu Chananel going into the new perek, and he says, Maishno Hani, Umaishno Hani. Why, over here, did the first three, the rabbis say, we're not giving up our rabbinical prohibition, and the last three, the rabbis did give up the rabbinical prohibition. Pirish. So he says, Arel, and the Tomei and the Zemel, the Tomei be the case of the Hazar, and the Zemel bringing the knife of the Bris Milah. So in those situations, there is a potential for Nisa Deraisa, either for the Arel eating the Korban Pesach, or for carrying the Zemel through a Rishus HaRabim. So those are Yisurim Deraisa. So carrying the Hazar or carrying the Zemel would be Nisa Deraisa, and the Arel eating the Korban Pesach would be Nisa Deraisa. Therefore, Hamidu Divrein, but Malkum Koris, because there's a chance you'd be over in Issa Deraisa, so the rabbis didn't want to play any games. However, by the case of Onain, Metzora, and Beis HaPras, there is no potential for an Issa Deraisa. Therefore, the rabbi said, in this situation, Lo Hamidu Divrein, but Malkum Koris. A beautiful explanation. And with this, we conclude the eighth perek, Hadron Alecha Isha, and we begin the ninth perek, Mishahoya. And the mission begins. Mishaya Tomei, we've already discussed this. If a person was Tomei or Obederech Chok, or he was a certain distance away from the Beis HaMikdash from Yerushalayim, this is a discussion that we had previously. It means just outside Yerushalayim, or does it mean he was 15 mil away in a circumference from around Yerushalayim? So he's what's called Bederech Chokah. So a person who's Tomei or Bederech Chokah below Asas Rishon, and they did not bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. The Gemara will explain what this is coming to tell us. So in this situation, Yaseh Sasheni, they're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Likewise, Shogag Onenas, if a person by accident or through some extenuating circumstance, an Ones, wasn't able to bring is Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, v'lo asos Rishon. Again, we'll have to explain why it says v'lo asos Rishon. So too here, Yasas Sheni. He's allowed to go bring a Pesach Sheni. The person who was shogeg, or he was nanas, so he's allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. So what Mishnah says, so what's the chiddush of telling us to tami derech chokah? So it tells us she'elu peturim meikares, that the first two, if you're tami you're derech chokah, inachayev kares. But the shogeg or the nanas, these people, the elu chayavim be kares, they would be chayev kares, but they have a way to get around it by bringing a Pesach Sheni. Mora has a lot to discuss about this Mishnah, and let's begin right now. Itmar, we learned in the base Medrash, hoya b'derech rechoka, if you were far away from Yerushalayim, you couldn't get there to do the Shechita. However, you would be able to get there in time to eat the Korban Pesach that night. So therefore, v'shachatu v'zarku olav. So they had you in mind, they did the Shechita, they were mona you, they registered you for one of the Korban Pesachs, and they shechted on your behalf for a kezayis, and they did zrika on your behalf for a kezayis. So in this situation, are you allowed to go and eat it? You weren't able to be there for the Shechita of Zrika, you were b'derech rechoka, but by the time the eating comes about, you're able to get there. So Rav Nachman Amar Hurtzer, Rav Nachman says, eat away, your yotze, your Korban Pesach is good for you, and you're not allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. Rav Sheshes Amar Lo Hurtzer, no, this isn't good, you're not allowed to eat from it, and you have to bring a Pesach Sheni. It didn't accomplish anything. Why? Rav Nachman Amar Hurtzer, Rav Nachman says, this is a good Korban Pesach for you, even if you don't eat from it, you were registered on it, and they shechted it and did the zrika on your behalf, so you're yotze, whether you eat it or not, you should eat it, but even if you don't eat it, you are yotze, you're hurtza. Why? Because mechasu d'chos rechban Allah, because the Torah sort of said mercy on you, that you're on a derech hachoka. So since you could get here, so the Torah said, gizuntayt, go and shecht on his behalf. The Ovid, tovol abracha, and gizuntayt, if they did that for you, and you're able to get there, great. However, if you're not, so then you can still bring a Pesach Sheni. Rav Sheshes Amar Lo Hurtzer. Rav Sheshes says, no, you're not yotzei. Why? Because midcha dachya rachmana. Because the Torah pushed you aside. You're b'derech hachoka, and therefore you're not allowed to. Just like a tummy person is not allowed to, so too b'derech hachoka, you're not allowed to. Therefore, even if they shechted on your behalf, you're not yotzei. This is a fundamental machlokis as to what it means to be b'derech hachoka between Rav Nachman, who says Hurtzer if they shechted on your behalf, versus Rav Sheshes says Lo Hurtzer even if they shechted on your behalf. Rav Nachman is going to try to show you a raya to him, and Rav Sheshes is going to show you a raya to him. Rav Nachman says, "Vino amin alo, where did I get my raya that b'derech rechoka, if they shecht on his behalf, it's hurtza?" Because our Mishnah, the Tnan, our Mishnah said, "Misha yotame o b'derech rechoka." The person was tame or b'derech rechoka. And then it said, "Vilo also is a rishon," and he didn't make the rishon. Obviously, he didn't make the rishon, because he was tame or b'derech rechoka. So why did it say, "Vilo also is a rishon"? And it said then, "Yasis Hashem," he's allowed to go bring the Pesach Sheni. It was unnecessary to tell me below was a rishon. Obviously, he didn't make the rishon because he was rechoka, it was derech rechoka, or he was tame. So therefore, he says it implies miklal di'ibai ovat, that if in fact they had shechted a Korban Pesach on his behalf, they did the shechita and the zrika on his behalf for the person who's b'derech rechoka, it would in fact work miklal di'ibai ovat. That's Rav Nachman says is my raya. Rav Sheshes disagrees. Rav Sheshes Amalach, he says, that's not a raya. He says, Ihachi, keep on reading. Seifa, go down to the next part of the Mishnah, where it says, Diktani, Shagago Nenas, that the person, by accident or through extenuating circumstances, was unable to bring his Korban Pesach. And then it said, V'lo asos harishon, and he didn't bring his Korban Pesach. Yes, it's a sheni. He's also allowed to make a Korban Pesach sheni. Now, mi diktani, V'lo asa, from the fact that it said that he didn't make his Korban Pesach, so that implies, Michlal, according to you, Rav Nachman, the boy Ovat. If he wanted to, he could. Now, how could that possibly be? Hari Shagag, Hari Nenas. He was a shogeg. He forgot, or he was by some extenuating circumstances unable to do so. So what do you mean, if he'd wanted to, he could? That's not the definition of shogeg and Nenas. There wasn't a way that he could make it. So therefore, it must be talking about the low also, so Rishon is talking about a third case that's not even mentioned. Ella b'mezid, it's talking about a person who said, I'm not bringing a Korban Pesach, that's enough. I'm not bringing it. Ella mezid ketani b'hadayu is included, albeit not said specifically, amongst the shogeg, and the nenas is also b'mezid. And this person, the low also, so Rishon, even b'mezid he didn't do it, nevertheless, he's given a second chance. Yaz is a sheni. So too, in the Reisha, it's adding on, when it says, well, also Sarishon, It's adding on not to the Tomei or the Derech Rechoka, but it's telling us in the case of the Onein. Hochanami Onein Ketani Behadayu. So in the ratio, when it says Osus Arishon, it's not like Yerav Nachman says it's talking about Derech Rechoka, it's talking about the Onein, who's only Aninas Daraisa during the day, and at night he's allowed to eat it, so therefore they shafted on his behalf. But Osus Arishon is referring to the Onein. That's how Rav Sheshes learns it. And Omar Rav Ashi Masnitsa Nami Daika. The way Rav Sheshes is learning it can be fit into the words very well, because it says Diktane Elu Peturin Mei Kores the Elu Chayavim Be Kores. It uses a plural lashon that these are Potter and these are Chayiv. Now, what is it referring to? A high. Ilei Ma Shogi V'Nenas. If it's talking about the Shogi V'Nenas, Shogi V'Nenas Bnei Kores Dinu, they're not Bnei Kores, and yet it uses the lashon Elu Chayavim Be Kores. So therefore, Elalav Amazed. The Onein. It must be talking about two people because it uses the plural lashon, the Elu. So it's talking about the Mezid in the Sefer and the Onein in the Reisha. If the Onein had the opportunity to do it, he would be Chayiv Kares if they didn't do it. That's what it's referring to. Elu. These are Chayavim Vikares. It's two. Elu. It's plural. So therefore, Rav Ashi says that this Diuk in the Mishnah is perfectly in accord with Rav Sheshes' interpretation and is in fact a Kasha on Rav Nachman. News, what does Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman, he would answer, Amalach, La'olam, Amezid, L'chude. It's only talking about the Bezid. It's one person only. Even though it says, Ve'elu chayavim bikares. Why does it say the plural? It should have said, Ve'ela chayav bikares. So why doesn't it say that? Ubedinu, he says, Diboyle lemisno chayav. It should have said, Ve'ela chayav bikares. This guy, the Mezid, is chayav bikares, singular. But why does it say in the plural? That's just a parallelism. The reason why it said Elu Chayavim, because it said Elu Ptorin. So since it said, I did the Tana Resha, Elu Ptorin, so therefore Tana Sefer, Elu Chayavim. But it's not including the Onein, no. It's talking just about the Mezid, just like Rav Nachman explained the Mishnah. So that's not a Raya against Rav Nachman, but it's not a Raya for Rav Sheshes either. So here Rav Sheshes brings his raya. I'm Rav Sheshes, mino aminala. So where do I get my raya that I'm correct, that you're not hurtza? So he says, this is a machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. The Tani, we're learning the Braisa. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nemar Tomei, the Nemar B'der Chachoka. Our Mishnah speaks about being Tomei or being B'der Chachoka. In the Psukim, it tells us either you were Tomei or B'der Chachoka. In other words, the heckish between the two. They're comparable. And we turn to the Omer Aleph. Tzadi Gimel Omer Aleph. Ma tome shesipik biyodo lasos veino ose, just like a tovim person, if he had wanted to, could have had them shecht on his behalf. This is his last day of tumah. He has to just go to the mikvah, and he would be able to go and eat the korban pesach that night. So sipik biyodo lasos veino ose, yet the Torah doesn't allow him to do so. So too, at derech hachoka, even though nami shesipik biyodo lasos, they could have shechted on his behalf. He won't get there during the day, but he'll get there at night. Nevertheless, even though sipik biyodo lasos, the Eino Osa. We don't allow him to do this. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says. We compare the Tomei and the Derech Rechoka, that neither of them do we allow to do this. What does Rabbi Nachman say to this writer, Rabbi Sheshes? He says, that's great if you hold that the Tomei person is not allowed to do it. For Rabbi Nachman, on Allah, yeah, that's true. Rabbi Akiva, Latimei, Rabbi Akiva holds like the sheet that we learned previously, the Kosovar, ain't Shok, the Mizorch, not Tomei Sheretz. That if a person is Tomei Sheretz, or likewise, if the person is on the seventh day of his Tumas Meis, so then such a person, we don't go and be Zorik on his behalf. Ain't Shok, the Mizorch, not Tomei Sheretz. However, Ba'ana, I, though, Rabbi Nachman says, I hold like the other Tanoim that argue with this. Tzvilei k'man d'yomar, shochtim v'zorekin al Tomei Sheretz. That you are, in fact, allowed to be shochet and zorek on behalf of a person who's Tomei Sheretz, because that night he'll be eligible. So therefore, that's why I disagree with Rabbi Akiva, but that's why my way of understanding the Mishnah would be that Hurtza does apply in this situation. They're going to continue this discussion tomorrow, but this is a good break point, so we'll stop the shiur today. This concludes today's shiur.